Hello and welcome to 81, 82, 83, 84, an hour of great retro alternative music. I'm Lee Gregory, and this show airs every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, with an encore replay on Wednesday nights at 11, and you can listen to any episode anytime you like at radiowaterloo.ca/81828384. Last week I played a selection from my Perfect Songs playlist, and my wife's best friend Julie was kind enough to post that she had enjoyed every song, which to be honest was a little unsettling for me, since I'm pretty sure every show I've ever done has had at least a few songs that most people don't care for. But I'm pretty sure no one will say they liked every track this week, and we're going to start with this one that was played incessantly in the University of Waterloo North 2 dorm where I resided during my first few semesters. We had a dorm mate named Matt, kind of a life of the party guy, and he loved an album called Bad Habits by an unheralded UK band called The Monks. There's a much more influential band with the same name formed by five American soldiers stationed in West Germany in the 1960s that has previously appeared on this show. But that album, Bad Habits, was actually a spoof on the emerging punk rock movement, but we were too naive to pick up on that. Anyway, see if you like this one, and thanks as always for tuning in to 81, 82, 83, 84 here on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
I don't know what to do. you have? Have you what you are? Have you? Are you? You have what you are. You are what you have. Are you? Have you? Are you? Have you? Have you? Are you? You have what you are. You are what you have. What you have or what you are. You have what you are. You are what you have. Have you? Are you? Are you? Have you?
Was Modern English, a band I've recently developed an appreciation for since digging into their back catalog. I really loathe I Melt With You, so I had always steered clear of them. That was Move In Light. Before that, we heard Send For Sorrow by an obscure Irish group called The Singles, Are You Have You by 123, and since I've twice before mentioned that they were an all-woman, all-bassist trio, I won't repeat that on this show. XTC with the peppy Life Begins at the Hop from Drums and Wires, I'm pretty sure. And the Monk started us off with Drugs in My Pocket. I tripped over this next track by Jesus and Mary Chain and I thought, huh, I've never heard that one. And just found out that it's on the album Glasgow Eyes, which came out, checks notes, March 22nd, 2024, which might explain it. This is Girl 71. And this is CKMS FM 102.7 Radio Waterloo.
What we need. yourself in power. That sweet sick enemy. When you're ready to face it, I've changed my mind, cause I'm stuck on this information. Potential. So what's your price? I'll pay it. Consumer guide to help you, and a check card just to add some fun. It's time I had a washout. Cold storage, no more headroom. Collecting things I don't need. Ready to face it, I've changed my mind, cause I'm stuck on separation.
Was State of the Nation by the late great Frank Tovey, aka Fad Gadget, such a force of nature on stage that he injured himself frequently while performing and was once described as, quote, the bumbling but talented Doctor Who of electropop. The Bauhaus spinoff Tones on Tail before that was Okay, This Is the Pops, preceded by their progenitor from their second album Mask, that was The Man with X-Ray Eyes. Before that, we heard Muscoviet Mosquito from the Dutch darkwave pioneers Clan of Xymox, who were active from 1981 until at least this June 16th, I hope, because I have tickets to see them here in Dallas that night. Another early darkwave fave of mine, Dance Society, with a track called Hide. And we heard Girl 71 from Jesus and Mary Chain's brand new album at the top of that set. This next one comes from the 101ers, the band that Joe Strummer was in before The Clash, but it's one of their few recordings where Joe doesn't sing lead vocals. I read somewhere that their shows were so frenetic that they'd let bassist Dan Kelleher sing a song at strategic points in the set just to give Joe a break. This is called Surf City. Hope you're enjoying this week's episode of 8182, 8384 here on CKMS, 102.7 on your FM dial, and always streaming on the web at radiowaterloo.ca.
I knew I was broken, but I was still hoping. I knew I was praying, but you were still weighing it all up now. But I knew there was no hope at all. Oh,
but you're not. And you're all I've got. City, though you know you're the only pretty one. You're leaving Surf City. You're leaving Surf City. You're leaving Surf City. You're leaving Surf City. You're leaving Surf City.
Painted her a picture. This painful reminder. predicament who's in you. Do the earthquake. Do the earthquake shake. Do the earthquake. Do the earthquake shake. I know this girl doesn't say about his dance. Shake the world if you give her a chance. Dance all night, just her and me. California fell into the sea. Do the earthquake. Do the earthquake shake. Do the earthquake. Do the earthquake shake. 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 Do the earthquake shake.
From 1979, the debut single from a band that plowed new ground here in Texas. From Austin, those were the Skunks. And before that, the Randoms, with a widely held sentiment, especially amongst us Red Sox fans, that was Let's Get Rid of New York. From Edmonton by way of Vancouver, Canadian hardcore punk pioneers SNFU. I'm guessing that stood for Situation Normal Fucked Up. And that was Painful Reminder. Gotta Get Away by Belfast, Stiff Little Fingers, and Surf City by the 101ers started that set. Well, that turned out all right, huh? Last one for tonight, reaching back to 1967 for this one, from the psychedelic fuzz rock pioneers, the Electric Prunes. This is You've Never Had It Better. I'll drink to that. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.